Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the summertime can often present the opportunity to make some lifestyle changes. A forum entitled Transitioning to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Spirit is set for tomorrow at Natural Wellness Center in West Monroe. The event features Angie O'Pry of Fiesta Nutrition Center in Monroe. She joins me in studio with more about this session. Angie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, at a time when thoughts turn to vacations, some think about family get-togethers, it's also a time when one can look at living healthier. A lot of people see summer as eating lighter, better, but making that transition and knowing exactly the right products is something that you'll be sharing in the program. It's a growing topic that concerns a lot of folks as far as knowing the right products, understanding that label when they look at it.
Yeah, my portion of the program I'll discuss the non-GMO project, you know, the movement, very active for transparency on labeling so that we know what we're eating. GMOs, genetically engineered foods, genetically modified foods, big in the news. People want to know what they're eating, the sources of their foods. So many conditions now that are prevalent have never been manifested before, and
right.
So there's a reason, and the belief is that our food, our body is not recognizing food as it once was, especially wheat and corn and soy. So I've had the privilege of learning more about this through my dealings with the Natural Products Association. I was actually at Lobby Day, and that was our big subject recently in D.C., is that we would like legislation for first, voluntary labeling of foods as genetically modified, and then hopefully one day the mandatory. We have the right to know.
Yeah. How widespread is this? Does this affect everything that you would have from appetizer to dessert when you look at your eating habits?
I think that they're saying that 80% of the food that we eat is genetically modified.
Mm.
Scary thought.
When we talk about understanding label information, what other aspects will you be sharing on?
I'll show what ingredients to look for when you're reading a label, about serving size, and maybe some wording that may be a little tricky on some mass market brands of foods. Natural flavors. What's that? You know, that's a big term that some people get away with. They have, good advisors that tell them how to skirt around the fact that it may be a gluten, it may be an MSG, it may be an artificial coloring that is, quote, natural, but may trigger something in your diet or that you do not want.
Yeah. You mentioned gluten. I know the gluten-free dieting trend has picked up some new research, a new book that has kind of come to light. Tell us about that.
Yes. It's Grain Brain is the name of the book. There's another one called Wheat Belly, taking the nation by storm. The whole focus of these two writings is that wheat is not what it once was. Our body may not recognize, since wheat has been through a hybrid process many times. So they're relating, and this is from the books, the incidences of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, just to name a few of the big things, all the way down to some just irritating or simple things like allergies or bloating and digestive issues.
Right.
Yeah.
When it comes to eating habits, there's the topic of seasonal eating. What are some things to keep in mind?
Okay. It's a subject that I like. And what's old is really new. Seasonal eating. We eat what's in season right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a reminder that right now we maybe not heavy stews and chilies and heavy things. We should be eating things to hydrate our body during the summer. Melons, drinking more water, eating lighter salads and smaller meals. Also, we eat watermelon now. It's in season. And as opposed to January watermelon salad, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, you know? So I'll just touch upon the yin and the yang of seasonal eating.
Kind of ascribing to eating your water. Yes. Whether it be like watermelon or celery or cantaloupe.
Exactly.
Things like that.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah. And encouraging juicing and,
right.
Green drinks. This is what, beautiful greens are in season right now. And, the superstar kale is something that would be looked into, but mixing the NutriBullets and these things, so fresh.
Right. There are some other presenters. Who's going to be joining you coming up tomorrow?
Okay. After I speak, then Mona Hayden will give a presentation on growing fresh herbs and vegetables and show a couple of ways that herbs can be implemented into real simple everyday. And then Carolyn Jakubowski, who is the therapist there, will explain some of the therapies offered at the Holistic Center, like thermography. Miss Renaud will do a guided meditation. So it's a full spectrum of mind-body awareness that this show is about, this Health Fest.
Yeah. Do you have people that you run into, you bring up the discussion about trying to make some of these lifestyle changes, and summer seems to be a great kickoff point?
Yeah. Yes, and especially with the family, with children, when they're more in your reach,
right.
And you can maybe make a summer routine, implement some new changes so that you have, by the time they go back to school, these changes are now part of the lifestyle and become a habit.
Something that all of us can work towards. Of course, the session is coming up tomorrow from 9 to noon at the Natural Wellness Center in West Monroe. There is a registration fee for the sessions. Angie, how can you find out more?
You can call 387-3000. That's the Natural Wellness Center's phone, and reserve a seat. It's $5. Center is located on North 7th Street, right around the area of the Senior Citizen and Farmers Market in West Monroe.
The forum entitled Transitioning to a Healthier Mind, Body, and Spirit. Angie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room anytime at kedm.org.